left of Earth, right of Venus. Are you ready, Daphne? A raspy, urgent voice says it three times before my tongue prizes open oyster shell lips. Daphne? My breathy yes fogs the visor of my helmet. The helmet is temperature controlled. In a nanosecond, the visor is clear. My calves begin to twitch. I try to recall yesterday's hurry training in the simulator. The body will experience involuntary limb movements due to the short amount of time that you will have had to acclimatise to space. This is normal. Do not panic. Are you ready, Daphne? No. But I whisper, yes. Initiating countdown. 10, 9, 8. I wiggle toes and stretch my feet as much as I can in the suit to alleviate the tension in my legs. I'm sure Lucy was in control of her body seconds before the mothership delivered her into space. I seize the day, Mum, she shouted, hugging me and her dad after landing her first solo parachute jump. My heart had left its usual place and squeezed itself into my throat as I watched her fall out of the sky. OMG, Mum, it's so amazing up there, and at one point I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, and the adrenaline made her gabble on. But I just went for it. I didn't give myself time to think, and my cheeks. She grabbed mine, pinching and stretching them like I needed a facelift. Then she pounced on Victor and blew in his ears. And the wind, everywhere, Dad, up your nose as well. And I was diving head first for a long time. What a rush, it's amazing. She clung to us, spent. 7, 6, 5. Why couldn't she be normal like other people's children? Ride a bike around the park instead of hurtling around BMX tracks? Swim 100 lengths in the pool instead of smearing herself in grease to conquer the channel? Finish her training as a sports physiotherapist instead of disappearing from the face of the earth? 4, 3, 2. I play Chopin, trying to work out which fingertip controls the visor display. Right index finger. The visor darkens to red, and a white digital countdown clock appears. 7 days, 6 hours, and 45 minutes to reach her and get us both back. 1. The hatch beneath my feet slides open. I brace myself in the suit as I'm gently sucked into an airless vacuum. I forget to tread water slowly, to let myself get used to the permanent sensation of nothing beneath me, around me, and I'm flailing, a newborn chick, flapping my arms in the void. Breath batters teeth. I cough, splutter, throat spasms, no breath, wide eyes fall shut. Don't fight it, Daphne. Relax, we've got you. Remember how it felt in the simulator? I let go of everything I know and don't know and become a ragdoll. My helmet floods with pure oxygen. Breathe, Daphne, breathe. Panting. Longer breaths. I open one eye to read the countdown clock. 7 days, 6 hours, and 40 minutes. I switch it on, off, on, off, on, off. My visor dissipates. Diffused red light darkens to black. Outside, it's pitch black. A pitch black panorama. I hear Lucy's voice in my head and I repeat, oh my God. Daphne? Daphne? Everything okay? Oh my God. Don't worry, Daphne. Everyone has the same reaction. Remember your training. Acknowledge how overwhelmed you're feeling, but you are not alone out there. We're all in space together. We are connected to you, and you are connected to us. Okay? Okay. Good. I can't give you precise coordinates, but you are somewhere left of Earth and right of Venus. I laugh with him, giddy, manic, hyena giggles. That's good, Daphne. Means you're acclimatising well. Laughing in space is good. Remember to keep focused. Use your memories when you're feeling yourself getting stressed. The times in your life that made you smile, made you laugh. This will be an easy mission if you remember the good times. Now you are descending at a rate of 20,000 metres per hour. Look around you, Daphne. Do you see the others? I turn my head right, left, strain my neck upwards, tucking my chin to look down. There are hundreds of spacesuits dangling from umbilical cords connected to the undercarriage, of the huge spaceship. I'm like them, a guinea pig, providing valuable data. We're bringing everyone up in order to channel all the residual power to you to increase your rate of descent. The countdown clock will adjust automatically. Once you reach Lucy, you must start ascending before the solar flare's eruption hits in 4 days' time at 1800 hours. Do you understand? Yes. We will get you there as fast as we can, but it is critical that you persuade Lucy to turn off her manual override so that we can bring you both home safely to the mothership. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. She pirouettes as she sings her favourite song. She makes us dance with her. I laugh at Victor, who can't stay on his tippy toes. Something hits my right foot and it jolts me back and upwards. I've swapped places with Lucy on the swing, and she's pushing me so high I gasp as two coloured doves whiz past my face, cooing before they land on top of an oak tree. The space of an arm suit bumps and bounces off my shin and thigh. I grab at the elbow, but I'm not used to the clunky gloves and can't latch on. I twist my body, forcing it to swivel. Our visors meet, and I stare into vivid green eyes. It's not Lucy. The eyes smile at me, and in a few seconds they are gone, to be reabsorbed into the mothership cocoon. Someone knocked into me, I blurt out, giggling. I didn't see or hear them coming. There's no sound in space, Daphne, remember? I want to hear it. I realise how stupid it sounds the moment it comes out of my mouth. They're going to think I'm going loopy. I can't stop giggling. Left hand, little finger. Press it twice, Daphne. Silence. Unadulterated. The urge to laugh dissolves. I think I know why Lucy is here. Tears splash my visor. Daphne, our sensors detect a temperature spike. Are you okay? I'm trembling. It's the shock of the unfamiliar, Daphne. Your mind is trying to process something you've never experienced before. Think of happy times, Daphne, and try to normalise your breathing. Focus. In and out. In, out. My heart reverberates through my skin, vest, suit. It finds a way outside and pulses. Heat haze throbbing distorts the blackness. It won't stop. It happens wherever I look. Here, over there, everywhere is pulsating. Your blood pressure's rising too rapidly, Daphne. We're going to help you relax. Someone's screaming outside. I can hear them. Victor lifts my veil and whispers, I'm the luckiest man in the world. And a year later, when the midwife hands him a fish and chip wrap Lucy, with her bald head peeking out from the blanket, his tears drip on my cheek as he kisses me and blubs about his two beautiful girls. A series of images. Victor and Lucy 5, sitting on Victor's lap. Lucy holding up her crayon picture of the solar system. An arrow pointing down from Earth. A house, door in the middle, two windows either side. Matchstick, Lowry, Mummy, Daddy, Lucy. Victor and Lucy 6, in the back garden, one November evening. Lucy looking through the telescope. Victor crouched behind her, squinting up at the sky. Victor and Lucy 7, day trip to the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. Afterwards, outside, squeezing Victor's hand, the excitement of what she'd seen etched on her face. 2 months ago, I'm crying. I've succumbed to one of those long weeping sessions when I'm curled up in the fetal position under the duvet and I'm howling and using acres of pulped wood forest to collect the eruptions of mucus from my nose because the love of my life is gone. Malignant, aggressive, stage 4, no hope. Mum, wake up, Mum. Lucy's holding my helmet steady. I sniff away tears and gaze into the most knowing eyes in the universe. It's hard to hug wearing a spacesuit, but we try. My visor mists over as I chant her name and blow kisses. I knew you'd come. You did? You wouldn't leave your daughter to explore the solar system by herself, would you? Daphne? Daphne? You don't have to speak to them at all, ever again, if you don't want to. Lucy. It's so peaceful out here. Can't you feel it? Lucy, why here? I needed time to think. I press the countdown button, and the digital clock appears. 2 days, 5 hours, 17 minutes. A solar flare storm is coming and we have to get back before... I can't leave. I'm impatient. The flares would destroy everything in their way. I'm glad you're here so we can say goodbye. I didn't have that with Dad, did I? I can't suppress the panic. You're my daughter and you will do as you are told. Lucy arches her eyebrows, spreads her arms wide to take in the universe. Really, Mum? You've made us headline news all over Earth. The internet is going crazy. 50-year-old mother blasted into space to rescue grief-stricken daughter. I push her away, she tries to link arms with me. I look up. The ship. The ship. I squint, trying to pinpoint the grey vessel bursting with people, alive with adventure and expectation in the darkness. What would Victor do if he were here? The countdown clock says 2 days, 5 hours, 60 minutes when Lucy floats back to me. I let her wrap an arm around my waist, lean her helmet head on my shoulder. Panic and mania subside, but my grief is heightened now we understand each other. It's a week since I was plunged into the black panorama, with the countdown clock running backwards, then forwards, then slowing, until I no longer know the meaning of time. The darkness is changing, shot through with sparks of gold. I swing away from Lucy and press the communication button. When I return a minute later, I nod and say, "We both need more time to think." We hold each other and drift in space for however long it takes.